was December the 6th, 1983. I was doing time for armed robbery. At 4 in the morning, I was sitting in my cell. I heard a whistle blow. Then I heard somebody yell.
There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
And my friends, right here at Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Dr. Sam Kennedy. I want to thank you for joining me tonight. We have a very interesting program. I say that because we've had a very interesting week. Maybe the most remarkable week, certainly in my memory, the most remarkable week that we've experienced in the freedom movement, with all sorts of successes and all sorts of events that foretell what the future holds for freedom-loving men and women throughout this country. So thank you very much for joining me. It is Sunday, January 13th, just after 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you settle in, and as I said, I hope this program will be as important to you as the events of this week have been to my consciousness. The call-in number tonight, folks, is 800-313-9443, and I caution you that this program is not designed to teach you or to spark you to action or suggest a pathway for your behavior and your life. Rather, it's for your entertainment, for the love of learning, a forum where free men and women can speak their mind, inspired by our Lord Yeshua. So please, what do they used to say on Hill Street Blues? Be careful. It's dangerous out there. Maybe not as dangerous as you might think. We've had this week all sorts of reports, most of them from mentors, people I've worked with and have come to know to varying degrees. We've had a number of successful prison extractions. Now, I use that term loosely, but anytime someone is behind bars and doesn't belong there, and no living man belongs there other than perhaps for a capital crime when he proves himself dangerous or herself dangerous in an overt manner. We've had successes at forcing the various agency officials to step up to the plate and release those people. We've had repeated use of BIC payment methods combined with tax remedy technology, resulting in the disappearance now, time and again, of the initiating offers of liens. We've seen releases of liens one after the other, and the settling of case after case. Some of the mentors report to me, it's predictable. I send this out, and that's the end of it. That's what we like to hear. We had a prison extraction performed by a mentor of three other mentors, may have been two or three other mentors. I don't remember if two or three of the incarcerated people had attended one of the law merchant retreats, but they were successfully extracted after 22 days in. I believe it was their second incarceration, may have even been their third. And due to the fine efforts of this mentor, who was a guest at one of the law merchant leadership retreats, I believe last August, a guest of mine, their cases have been dismissed on motion of the prosecutor. That means the heat was getting too hot.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper. Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Welcome back, friends. As I was saying before the break, on top of those victories, we had the Coupe de Grâce involving a very knowledgeable, well-seasoned sovereign man who went into a federal court, not of his own free will, arrested a judge, recused others, issued orders, arrested a bailiff. The marshals actually executed on his orders. Began by saying to the first judge, "By what authority do you come before me?" Which lets you know he knew who he was. And walked out of there a free man, basically with the entire case dismissed, all charges dismissed, all sealed indictments dismissed, all charges for failure to appear dismissed, and on and on and on. And I'll tell you, he used some commercial procedures. He used some, I hate to call them sovereign procedures. He issued warrants against bonds and all sorts of other things. But mostly, he used his knowledge of who he is and who they are not, and his entire attitude was being, quote-unquote, pissed off, no fear whatsoever. It can be done, folks. And I won't have more to say about that tonight, but I hope in the future that we can be in touch with that patriot and maybe secure an interview or further information to assist you in your pursuits in achieving the sort of sovereignty, which is nothing more than a belief system, that this fellow has and demonstrated to, by the way, a dozen marshals in the room with him, 10 of whom apologized to him after, if you can imagine that. Later in the program, I'm hoping to have a special guest, perhaps two, but my memory is so bad, I speak to so many people that I forget the second one, but one of these folks I asked to call in regarding an agent who was asking him to file a 1040. And I'd like to discuss that in context of the topic we've been covering the last week and tonight, which is the marriage made in heaven of BIC payment methods and the applicable tax remedies that could be springboarded off of our payment instruments. So this is going to be an action-packed show. Excuse me. Again, the phone number tonight is 1-800-313-9443. So let me see here a minute. I believe I forgot to give my producer a method to contact this individual, but we'll get to that at the next break, I'm sure. Folks, in future programs, I'd like to really start addressing some of the issues that I think every patriot needs to not just understand, not just read in articles, but to absorb into the marrow of the bones regarding who you are as a sovereign man or woman and what that really means you can do. Now, I've mentioned on this program a number of times that my days of petitioning courts are over. And the only communication I will have with a court ever again is very simply, excuse me, to issue orders. It dawned on me very recently that the reason the various habeas corpuses we send in, and I've sent in a number of them myself, I've sent them directly to John Glover Roberts at the Supreme Court, and what always happens is that they come back with a list of statutory requirements that they wish you to adhere to. And that despite the fact that they were given that it was written in common law format and they were given specific instructions, a writ of precipe to the clerk specifically stating the following penalties would occur if this was placed into any jurisdiction other than Article 3. But nonetheless, they always come back. And the reason has been quite clear. It's been right in front of my nose, right in front of your nose, but I don't think it became a revelation, a marrow-shaking understanding until just recently for me. I remember when I played on the air perhaps a year ago, an outtake from a congressional hearing where Congressman and confessed traitor John Sensenbrenner, a seditionist who used to be the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, I believe, went on record saying that when during a debate in the halls of Congress that everybody in this chamber understands that there are two forms of habeas corpus, the constitutional variety, which Congress cannot meddle with, and the statutory variety written by Congress with which Congress can do anything it wants. The reason I call Mr. Sensenbrenner a treasonist, which is actually not true, John Sensenbrenner, the living man, is a treasonist, is because he failed to complete his explanation that the constitutional form, which is not really an accurate term, but as he called it, is unavailable. They won't give it to you. The fictional corporate government cannot give it to you without giving up the ghost, without admitting that it is an extra congressional organization sitting in the place, name instead of Congress, but not actually having the authority of Congress. And so the reason they can't write the writ of habeas corpus when they petition them with it, they can't write an extra statutory variety, is because they've abandoned all of the de jure offices. They don't exist. I genuinely don't think it's a matter of them saying to themselves, well, now let's move into our de jure format and issue rules and regulations or laws that apply to the people who commissioned us by their authority, and walk away from the de facto officership for the day or two it takes to do that. I genuinely believe that there is no authority for them to sit in the de jure offices. There cannot be, with Congress having been disbanded and never reconvened appropriately in 1861. So, what's been wrong with our writs and our habeases and our orders is that we've been petitioning for them instead of writing and delivering them. We should write the habeas. We should write the writ of mandamus. We should write the writ of prohibition. We should write the writ of execution. And even though I've actually done that in the past, for some reason it's never struck me as a revolution in thinking that should be brought forth as a primary point on this program. And I'm not sure why I didn't make that connect. I've issued a fair amount of orders to courts, and they listen, and they need to listen. But I'd like to, in a future program, bring forth how simple it is for a sovereign man to issue an order and instruct whatever agency or officer is necessary to perform in the following manner or face the consequences of contempt and indictment and commercial penalty and all sorts of things that are available to us, many of them, through BIC procedure. Now, I'm not going to take a lot of time on that tonight, but let's just call that an unabridged coming attractions, excuse me, and I believe that we will attend to those issues over the next, let's say, two, maybe even the next week or so, and then the next two or three weeks thereafter. So you may want to tune in for that. I think it's going to be of interest. Last week, we discussed the BICHT, the BIC high test approach of combining a concise presentation of a BIC instrument, whether it's a bonded promissory note, a secured promissory note, a payment coupon, an offset bond, a secured funding bond, a set-off bond. We have a variety of these instruments that we've perfected, and many of them in beta testing at this moment. And I intend to bring them forth sometime when we're ready, probably late winter or early spring. And we reviewed that presentation rather carefully, and then we moved on to a letter I'd like to continue reading. In fact, I'll probably go back to the beginning of that letter. I believe it warrants it, because the letter is just a classic example the ways in which creative thinking can apply the BIC and tax technology methods to settle your situations. And I don't care if the situation is with a court, a clerk, a policing agency, or even a private party, except we must act especially carefully and honestly with a private party to protect them from themselves, because if we unleash full-blown public policy, they're going to suffer some very dire consequences. That's why we need to write to them in a convincing and sincere manner, giving them every opportunity to obey the law of the contract that they entered into with us. So these methods, if we analyze any particular situation, which is the first thing that we should do when we receive an offer, we will be able to discover what the thought process is that generated the offer and be able to address a creative response in any one of a number of different ways that will turn BIC from just a process into leverage.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The boogie train, it's a boogie thing.
Welcome back, my friend. Excuse me for that. We got chopped off, our connection disconnected. My apologies, but you may have lost about 10 or 15 seconds worth of listening to me, and I'm sure you can live with that and probably a lot more. Anyway, I'd like to read you from this letter briefly, then we're going to go to the phones. We have a full phone bank, I understand, and see if we can start taking some questions. This was a letter that went on a private contract. I mentioned this was between two doctors, and one of the doctors decided to change the contract unilaterally, not honor the terms, and change the parameters from being a contract to a patient-by-patient fee-for-service, and then he sent a bill for something like 20 times the amount of the contract. So how do you deal with something like that? Well, the principle is very simple, and it's the same principle that I would apply to a court situation. And it's the same principle your mother taught you when you were a child. Castor oil. You increase the dose of castor oil, you make it unpalatable, and with a private party, you use terminology and a certain level of hubris if that's the correct pronunciation, to convince the attorneys that they want absolutely no part of the hell that they would be biting off if they as much as wrote a letter on behalf of their prospective client. You give the attorney a nice opportunity to say, no, that's not for me, or conflict of interest or something like that. So anyway, this said, dear, let's call him John, thank you for your kind offer of a particular date to expand funds under public policy by modifying the terms of a certain contract for sale dated a particular date into a fee-for-service agreement. I am pleased to report that your specific offer to redraft my consideration to $400,000, thereby settling all matters to your complete satisfaction, is hereby accepted. Wow! Wow! I billed him for 400 grand and he's going to pay me. Sometimes, as your mother also told you, watch out what you wish for. It just may come true. The offer is being returned to you, noted accepted for value in the amount of $500,000 pursuant to Clause 13 of the contract, all other terms therein remaining fully in effect. As a further courtesy, $100,000 has been added to the payment to facilitate long-term maintenance of the property. Unlike previous communications, you and your advisors may wish to read this notice completely. Please find, and then we go into a list of various items that are included. Now, every statement in here had a purpose. This fellow had a habit of not reading documents. Well, you better read this one. That's why we stated, you and your advisors may wish to read this notice completely. What could be more clear and potentially more threatening? So we included in here your copy of the Form 1099 OID report tendered to IRS regarding your taxable liability. Originally that said gain, but we changed it to liability. Because a taxable gain, they'd be thinking a fraction will be owed in taxes. No, it's a complete taxable liability of $500,000 fully in accord with your invoice. Now, that ought to get anyone's attention, the accountant and certainly the attorney and probably even the principal. Number two, a deposit record identifying funds reserved in your name with the Department of the Treasury, in parentheses, photocopy of discharging an indemnity bond number, whatever. Number three, a copy of secured funding and offset bond number such and such on deposit with the Department of the Treasury to fund this payment. Number four, secured promissory note number, whatever, in the amount of $500,000. And if you stopped right there, if you just said, I'm sending you a promissory note, he'd laugh. Promissory note, you can't pay a debt with a promissory note. So our job is not just to present, but it's to re-educate, and to re-educate in a manner that gets people's attention, in a manner that doesn't violate the nut quotient, but in fact convinces him that you walk on water, that you're the baddest man on the planet, and you are not to be trifled with. And the way we do that is by stating, in the amount of $500,000 to be treated by your bank as a demand deposit instrument consistent with normal banking practice and GAAP for accessing the funds under public policy. Now, that's a mouthful for the attorney to swallow. And what do you think the attorney's response in his head will be when he reads that? What's the first thought that enters your head as to an attorney's reaction? The attorney's going to say to himself, I don't know what this guy's talking about. He may know something I don't. And isn't that exactly the place where you want the attorney to be? You want the attorney to state, as various attorneys have stated when they faced process of mine, this guy's talking gibberish. However, he might have access to a remedy in law with which I'm unfamiliar. Isn't that a statement that should bring a smile to your face? We'll continue with number four, number five, and the next paragraph after the break, my friends, and then we'll go immediately to the phones. You're listening to Take No Prisoners at the Republic Broadcasting Network. And to all you fine folks waiting patiently on the phone, stick with us. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Welcome back, my friends. Before I forget, Sam Davis is featuring a Status is Freedom seminar on January 19th and 20th. Now, what is that? Next weekend, perhaps? I think so. And that's in Greenville, South Carolina. I know a number of fine people who are attending that. And if you're anywhere in the area or you've heard of an airport nearby, and you've heard of those things that fly through the air, those airplanes with people inside of them, you might want to consider signing up. And I can guarantee there's a lot to be learned. Sam is a wonderful guy, and usually there are some private meetings that are held as well, and it's an excellent opportunity to increase your knowledge and meet with other like-minded patriots. If you're interested, I believe Sam's website is statusisfreedom.com. Statusisfreedom, all one word, .com. And if you do attend, please send me an email. Let me know how you enjoyed it. I always love to hear about such things. By the way, you can email me at restore.america@hotmail.com. Excuse me. So, as you can hear, my voice is almost gone, folks. I've been on the phone round the clock for the last 2 or 3 days and don't have much left, but I'll give you what I've got. In this letter, item number 1, 2, 3, 4, these are actually listed as bullet points, not numbered. So this is bullet point number 5, says, of the items we're sending, form 1040V. You could just say form 1040V and leave it at that. But why not say form 1040V to ensure your proper reconciliation? IRS typically initiates collection procedures or typically sends a bill within 12 to 18 months, although recent reconciliations have been observed within 4 months. So if ever you've used or you plan to use a 1040V, there's a universal sentence that can be applied across the board in any process that you decide to design. And item last is Form 56, authorizing the Secretary of the Treasury to process the set-off pursuant to public policy, in parenthesis, copy. And that would be the appointment of fiduciary form, which we've previously sent to the Treasury and now copied to this offer. I am obligated to issue notice that my political status foreign to U.S. authority has been duly accepted by the United States. Now, that is certainly not an issue you want to go into to any degree with a private party. However, you're setting up the attorney for a fall, as you'll see in a minute. By your consent, the contract is immune from statutory intrusion under the statute staple clause, in parenthesis clause 4, and remains a private issue. I always put a clause in any written contract that I do stating that the law of the contract is the contract and the contract is not subject to any foreign jurisdiction by mutual agreement. Excuse me. As a courtesy, I have attached copies of NYUCC sections 3-104 and 3-604 and 31 CFR 103.11. Now, 3-104 and 31 CFR 1-3.11 have to do with the definition of a monetary instrument, of a note being defined as a monetary instrument. And UCC 3-604 has to do with payment tendered being payment made. So if he sends it back, he's already been put on notice by these simple forms that this is paid, and we'll point that out in language that he can recognize shortly, and his attorney can, more importantly, his attorney can recognize shortly. But again, these, I don't normally use statutes, but I'm dealing with a private party, and it is my intention to give him every warning not to go down this pathway and to accept the offer of an olive branch within an offer of immunity that I'll be extending later in the letter. As a courtesy, I've attached copies of those three items, so you will better understand the consequences of your decision to hoard bank draft numbers X, Y, and Z rather than making presentment to your bank while deceptively requesting copies of canceled instruments. So right there, we put in a statement as to why we've taken this method. What could be better justification than he sat on three payments playing cute? And I'm sure if you've been in contracts, I know some of you have called me about contracts that have gone sour. Instead of getting into all the argument, well, I did this and you did that and I'm on this and that, why not make a simple blanket statement that here are certain inclusions, and by the way, they're included because you got cute. That's my justification for coming to you with an olive branch under public policy. In other words, it was your decision to up the offer from $20,000 to $400,000 or $400,000. Hence, you're at fault for this response. We want them to certainly read a letter and say, why did I open this can of worms? Isn't that the response in the pit of his stomach that you'd like to engender in anyone with which you're having a contract controversy? This willful attempt to unilaterally terminate the contract, see, I'm not arguing the point, I'm stating it as fact, obviously precludes the use of additional drafts. Consequently, payment has been issued consistent with public policy where liability is retained by the holder in due course of the instrument. as of this date, as a direct consequence of your actions, you have been paid in full as an operation of law, future actions notwithstanding, in parentheses, see offer of immunity below. Now, next paragraph. May I respectfully suggest that it would be prudent to return the fugitive drafts to me through the above-noted notary within 10 days from the date of this presentment to avoid the issuance of an additional 1099 OID dollar for dollar. I'm reading this letter to demonstrate how, by a creative thought process, we can use our knowledge of what it is to fill in a 1099, of what it is to fill in a 1040, of what it is to provide a payment instrument to the advantage of ourselves and our brother whom we are seeking to dissuade from continuing down his path of conflict and controversy. So what am I going to do? I'm going to issue a new 1099 OID on the amount you didn't return. Or, if this was a court case and my initial presentation, I would make out the OID, mark this specifically, to the institution. I would list the court, the Dun & Bradstreet name of that court, as the recipient of my payment instrument. And my warning would state that in the event I don't receive a statement of account issuing that an adjusted statement of account reflecting posting of the full value and a release of all my property and perhaps a release of my body by deadline, which is usually 10 days, then I will issue a corrected 1099 OID indicating your personal tax liability in the amount of, and whatever the amount the instrument was listed at. I repeat that amount, so there's no mistake, not a portion of it, not a tax gain, where a portion is taxable, the full amount. And I might explain it. Once I file the 1040 refund request, I will be requiring IRS to seize the funds from you. And usually that takes place in 12 to 18 months, but as little as 4 months. Or IRS will send you a bill. Please convey this to your accountant so he will be prepared when he receives a bill from IRS or bills from IRS, if it's more than one instrument, in as little as 4 months. Wouldn't that be the way to present it, to creatively present what is otherwise a normal, bland accounting communication. Here's the 1040, here's the 1040B, here is the 1099 OID and a copy of the Form 56. Well, that'll get you far, won't it? Excuse my sarcasm. It's how you present it, just like it was my friend's presentation in court. And that was quite a presentation when he said to the judge, by what authority do you come before me? Wow. You think the Lord won't put the words in your mouth when you need it? Of course. And you can be a fan of Sam Kennedy. You can be a fan of Keith Livingway. You can be a fan of David Clarence. Those are some wonderful men, by the way. You can be a fan of Jack Smith, Winston Trout, Sam Davis. It comes down to you. And you need to open your mind and your heart in these situations. Banish fear, my friends, because they are the ones who have something to fear from you. I'll tell you what I would say to a judge in a heartbeat. Sir, you can send me to jail for the weekend. You can send me to jail for the rest of my life. But you'd better kill me and all of my colleagues, because we will be coming for payment on the warrant on your bond. I would issue orders right there in the court if I was dragged in. I would order the marshals to do my bidding. I would issue a writ right there. Take a napkin, ask the marshal for a pen, and write. Writ of prohibition. Sir, you are prohibited as a matter of law from continuing further in this case. And one more word out of your mouth, and the next word out of mine will be you're under arrest. Believe me, I mentioned this to my wife, and she said, I can imagine when you mention arrest to a judge, they'd laugh. That's, she can't get her mind around it. That's not her domain, and I understand that. But it's our domain, and understand, when you start talking arrest, and as seriously as I'm speaking right now, and I don't mean to have the lecture voice on, but this is my courtroom persona, they will listen. They'd better listen. And there's no end to the amount of creative ideas you can come up with in sovereignty, in commerce, in both. A sovereign man can certainly use commerce his way. You own your commerce. That doesn't put you under the jurisdiction of a foreign fiction corporation when you use a commercial remedy. They are not completely incompatible. Do I suggest you necessarily have credit card accounts and borrow funds as a sovereign man? Of course not. You don't need those funds. Anyway, continuing with this letter, it said, after advising him of the an additional 1099 OID on the drafts, on the hoarded drafts, payment is payment, John, even if the holder declines to monetize the instruments. Now, what have you just done? You know all those attorneys who say, well, if you don't put the check in, then the contract's not completed. You've just chopped their legs out right from under them. Payment is payment, and I included 3-6, what is it, 604, as your proof to justify it from your statutory perspective. Because when the attorney sees that, he'll know exactly what you mean. The letter goes on to say, whoever suggested that holding a draft does not comprise acceptance in the absence of bank presentment may not have been fully versed in commerce. What have I just done? I have started the process of dividing and conquering. Now he cannot, if he's a reasonable or a halfway intelligent man, have confidence in the next statement out of his attorney's mouth. You may wish to review NYUCC 3-502 in parenthesis subparagraph 2 with counsel knowledgeable in admiralty in the U.S. bankruptcy, as I would not wish to see you suffer the substantial pains and perils of additional defective advice. Talk about divide and conquer. I have literally, with that sentence, I have isolated this man from all that he holds dear. And I'm doing that for the same principle the Marines attempt to strip you down. We have to bring him back to his basic beginner's mind and now fill it with the truth. Another paragraph. Well, we'll get to another paragraph later in the program. How about during the second to the final segment of the second hour? Right now, we're going to go to the phones as promised. As I said, this should be an interesting program. Brent in California, are you there?
Hi, Sam.
Hi, Brent. Thank you for joining us. Brent, we have at least six people I see on the line, so let me pre-apologize for rushing. Unfortunately, we only have a 2, not a 4-hour program. So, Brent, I'm going to get right to it. What can we do for you?
Hey, Sam, based on your last show, which you're taking off on today's, you elaborated on the 1099 OID and its fit into the marriage made in heaven, if you will, into the 1040. And before me right now, as we speak, I have a 1040, a 1040A, and a 1040NR. And is it appropriate on this airing today to discuss the differences or the variances of those?
Well, first of all, thank you for the courtesy of asking. Yeah, by all means. I think we should discuss those. There are some people, in fact, the fellow who developed this process who uses an NR, and the NR and the 1040 have been used both with signature and successfully without signature by including the Form 56. I have mixed feelings on both. That's why we're all on this journey together, Brent.
Okay.
I believe that the straw party is not a non-resident alien, and since I'm signing when I do sign, in a representative capacity, I have no problem including a 1040. But Brent, if I may, let me ask you, how long has it been since you filed?
I just finished.
Well, feel free not to answer that question, too.
No, that's not a problem.
Some guys will say to me, I haven't filed since 93.
As of about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I personally went to a local IRS office and finished up my 04, 05, and 06 that were unfiled. So,
prior to that, how long had you not filed? When was the last time you filed?
It had been those 3 years, so 3 years.
Okay. Well, my friends, many of you out there haven't filed in 10 or 20 years, and please don't interpret me as telling you to turn around and file. I'm in that category, and I certainly understand what it's like to reverse a policy that's been held dear for many years. So let me just leave you with a thought before the break, and we'll pick it up with Brent after the break, that if we could turn the 1040 into a device that provides our information in a benefit to us, wouldn't we want to?
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had 2 mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Welcome back, Brent. We're talking with Brent, and we're going to spend a moment or two on the 1040 and the 1040 NR. Brent, did you have a specific question regarding these?
Well, I have actually filled out all three of them right here in front of me with my scenario, and I'm at peace with the IRS at this point. I understand how to fill the form out correctly. However, I'm just not sure which one to use.
Yeah,
007,
that's the
by
general
the way,
question I thought. Yeah, that's the general question I thought was coming, and that's a good one. Folks, let me agree with what Brent just observed. The IRS is just doing its job. Now, it's very true that a lot of the agents are not aware what the charge and commission is of the IRS. They're not aware sometimes of the simplest things, that you can assign your accounts receivable to them and other things for collection. And this method of using these tax documents, which was not invented by me. In fact, I'm Johnny come late to the party, but I'm not Johnny come late to the understanding. And my understanding of the Internal Revenue Service is that it's an organization dedicated to collection, and because many of these items are ambiguous, that's why they have the layers of instruction to make sure you don't see the obvious, that many of these forms can be used in ways that the general public is not aware of. So the 1040 is being used, obviously, to state the adjusted gross income, to observe that the tax attached to that is zero, to observe that a withholding was made by way of the 1099, and to request those funds back as a return of the funds or the tax to the source, namely us, for having funded this entire corporate fiction. Which of the forms you use is really up to you. The popular convention that's been floating around in that Zero Your Account document is a 1040. The party, I understand, that the originator of this uses an NR because he has established at great pains his status as a non-resident alien. I'm a little less comfortable with that because a non-resident alien really is a just another legal fiction designation, which is defined under Section 7701 of the Internal Revenue Code. So I'm really comfortable with either one, the NR or the 40, for me. Now, folks, I would never presume to tell you that you need to file or not file. I tell you to obey the law with a capital L and your conscience. And if you understand what it is for a straw party to have taxable income or not to have taxable income, then perhaps it's your obligation as the de facto trustee of that account, which is how you've been functioning, to fill out these forms. I'll tell you this, I have found nothing anywhere in code that indicates that a 1040 is a once-a-year form or restricted to a once-a-year form. There are a lot of things that I haven't found in code that people just assume. And so either of these forms, signed or unsigned, is something with which I'm comfortable for myself. But if you haven't filed since 1993, and this is, and your feeling is I don't want to upset the apple cart, then I would be terribly arrogant if I even presumed to try to discuss with you any opinion that filing these forms is something you should undertake. Really, that's a personal decision as to one's interpretation of law and who they are. And I certainly understand people sending me angry emails. How can you do that? Doesn't that bring you into the jurisdiction? Not really, as my answer to that. So, Brent, I hope that answers your question.
It does indeed. Thank you.
Thank you, Brent, for joining us.